Hi, my name is Home Fries, and I help with a free food project called Food Not Bombs. You've probably heard of it before. There's hundreds of autonomous chapters all over the world. It actually all started here in Cambridge back in 1980. People started collecting leftover food from grocery stores and passing it out to hungry people in public places like parks and street corners. Now, Food Not Bombs shares free food here 3 times a week in Central Square and the Boston Commons. Food Not Bombs isn't like your typical soup kitchen. People gather together at a community kitchen or in the kitchen of somebody's house, and they bake vegan pies or tofu stir-fries or whatever else happens to come to mind that day. People sometimes talk about political issues or power dynamics and how to confront things like gentrification, sexism, racism, and other kinds of domination. There's also some arguing, some joking around, and sometimes some spontaneous percussion with pots and pans. After all the food is done, people take it to the streets. I recently went out to a few Food Not Bombs meals and asked people for their opinions and ideas about this free food project. What's your name?
My name is Shelley.
Okay, and how would you describe Food Not Bombs?
I think it's a wonderful, kind of grassroots organization that isn't really bound by anything. It's just a group of people who decide to get together. It's not attached by any strings, there's no red tape and that kind of thing. It's all just people getting together and it's like going to pick up food and cooking it together in someone's kitchen. So it's not bureaucratic in any kind of way.
And there aren't any paid staff or anything.
No, absolutely not. It's all by donation. I think what's great about Food Not Bombs is that it takes what would be waste otherwise, what supermarkets would have thrown away that's excess food, and converts it into these like delicious meals for people.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Brian.
How would you describe Food Not Bombs?
Well, it's a very informal kind of organization, volunteers, and they get food however they can, often from donations or from trash or wherever it is, and they get together and they cook it and then they share it in public. And that's pretty much what it is.
What's your name?
Bobby Weaver.
Bobby Weaver. Okay. How do you like Food Not Bombs?
I think they're great people. They're helping out homeless people with their great food, dinner and lunch and such.
How's the food today?
Food is excellent today. They have a lot of rice, beans, chili, and they even have chai, and they have an excellent apple pie.
What's your name?
My name is Rico.
And how would you describe Food Not Bombs?
Food Not Bombs to me is almost like an ex it's like an ex an experience. It's holistic. It tries to it's like a it's a statement, right? That says that we as a community can come together and do something, and it's also it's a protest. It's like, why do we need a bomb? Like, we spend like these billions and billions of dollars. It's like dead capital. It's like dead. It's not even helping the economy in a real way. And so all this money is going into this all this waste, and people are starving of hunger every day. Millions of people die of hunger. And so we're saying food instead of bombs, and like, community instead of like bureaucracy.
Capitalism leaves us hungry in more ways than one. For a lot of people, Food Not Bombs becomes like a little beehive, a little home in a city where it's easy to feel alienated and detached. Food Not Bombs has given rise to a lot of friendships, and people often hang out together. Recently, Food Not Bombers gathered to celebrate the 73rd birthday of one of the project's original instigators. I also asked people what they think is the ideology behind Food Not Bombs. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Nia King.
What do you think are the intentions behind this project, or some of the ideals or the hopes of a project like Food Not Bombs?
Think it's mostly about feeding people. It's also about protesting war on poverty, and it's definitely, like an animal rights, vegetarianism, veganism aspect to it at this point that's become pretty strong and pretty important.
So, Food Not Bombs advocates anti-militarism, anti-war, and animal rights messages?
Yeah, I would say so.
And how does it do that?
Yeah, I mean, the animal rights aspect comes in by the fact that all the food is... I believe all the food is vegan. It's at least vegetarian all the time. So that's one thing. It's also, I think that the statement that they're trying to make is that if we can, like, not expending money of our own, if we can feed this many people at a meal, what could the government do if they weren't putting all the government's money into defense? I think one of the things that's really important is that it tries to operate in a non-hierarchical fashion.
How would you describe the ideology of Food Not Bombs? What about, like, the ideas and the hopes that lie behind it?
I think one big part of it is outrage at the amount of waste in our society when it comes to food. I think you hear that a lot, people saying that it's, you know, it's just so unbelievable that so much food gets thrown out while other people are so hungry. And I think, yeah, people see a lot of other things in it, too. That's probably the one thing that I think everyone who comes to it seems to have in common.
Do you think that Food Not Bombs is significantly different from, like, a soup kitchen or another type of free meal program?
I think it definitely tries to be in really important ways. I think people think of it as being not charity, being more mutual aid, where the people who need the food are hopefully involved in preparing it, and there's not like a clear division between those people who are giving the service and those people receiving it.
Do you ever see that division coming up anyway, maybe just because it's so ingrained in our society that it's a hard thing to actually overcome?
Yeah, I think there's definitely people tend to kind of fall into like personas of the activist or the homeless person pretty much. And that's a really hard barrier to overcome. I think on some level everyone wants to overcome it, but it's like it's a hard challenge.
Food Not Bombs is known for attracting a lot of radical activists. Sometimes, though, it becomes a space where a diverse group of people from really different backgrounds and points of view can create a dialogue and learn more about the different people out there, sort of like a big open mic.
Hi, what's your name?
Ian.
How would you describe Food Not Bombs?
Just a bunch of people get together and eat together. I was new to town. I saw a Food Not Bombs flyer. I went, ended up making some great friends. And then there are also like just local community people who would show up and like, you know, nothing to do with politics or anything. And just like, it was a good like forum to have those kind of discussions like with anybody, you know, because everyone's got to eat. So
the microphone used to record these interviews became like an open mic, capturing some of the diverse perspectives of the people at Food Not Bombs meals, and even some hidden talents. One regular of the Friday meal even grabbed the mic and busted out some old tunes.
Purple shadows and blue champagne, with the echoes that still remain. I keep a blue rendezvous.
To cook, eat, clean, pick up free food, interact with new people, learn more about challenging oppression and how to compost capitalism, call 617-522-8277 or write to fnbboston@riseup.net.
Each little dream we knew seems to overtake me like a boomerang. Blue is the sparkle, gone is the tang. It's your refrain keeps returning as I remain with all the memories and blue champagne to toast the dream that was you.